is good. Okay. You're listening to the Top Yo-ish podcast, and this is Angie AR15. Check me out on OnlyFans for more Triple X exclusive content at OnlyFans.com/Angie_AR15. Hey everybody, this is Tatiana at Tokyo-ish Podcast. We are here, actually live from my house in my living room. This is probably the most people I've ever had up in here. But we are live with Turbo Franklin. So this is really, I'm excited because I have been asking for you since the beginning. Since the very, very beginning. Look, now I feel like we really in the club. You really gonna let it be that loud? Just a little bit, babe? All right. I just want to make sure. All right. There we go. I want them to hear it, but I want them to hear your interview. All right. Cool. So we are here live. Now, tell me what's been going on, because since I've asked for you last year, a lot has been going down in 12 months, because you became even bigger than what I've heard of. Correct? Talk right here. Yeah, it's man. Awkward. You just look at me through there.
This is my first interview, first podcast. You hear me? So,
talk right into it.
You're talking right into it.
Yeah, show. See how you can hear yourself?
Yeah, we're talking straight into this shit.
Yeah, straight. Don't look nowhere. Look right at her.
Yeah, man. So, like, pretty much basically, you know what I mean? A nigga that's been, I ain't even gonna say that, but I just been gaining and maintaining.
So, what was your first video for your first album?
My first project that I ever dropped was called Takeoff.
And when did you do that? Because you're fairly young. You're 23?
Yes, ma'am.
That's pretty young. That's super young. You're fresh out of school. Are you in college?
No, ma'am. I went to college shortly for a business management degree, but...
What? Listen, it will come. It will come in due time. Everybody takes a break, but this is your moment to shine. This is your moment. So you've been working for this for how long?
6 years, 107.
That's a lot of dedication from someone so young.
Definitely.
This has been your life?
Pretty much, basically.
Tell me, you started where, in Georgia or down here? The 119.
I was born in Tampa, Florida. I was raised in Largo, Florida. I represent the whole Tampa Bay area, though, you know what I mean? I got roots everywhere. My grandma was out there in Clearwater. My mama done stayed out there in St. Pete a little bit. You know what I mean? We really everywhere with it. But, yeah, I represent Largo, Florida. You feel me? Tampa. You know what I mean? Florida. You feel me? Black folk, period.
It's a period. Are you still here, or are you in Atlanta? Are you relocated?
I'm actually stationed in St. Petersburg, but, you know, the way things been going in my life, I've been a little bit of everywhere. I be on the move. You feel me? I'm a road runner.
Yeah, because don't you got somewhere to be this week?
I'm supposed to be in Atlanta next week, for real.
What you doing out there?
I got some confidential business, you know what I mean? I can't really
talk. Oh, you ain't got to talk about it? You ain't got to talk. Oh, okay. I thought it was for your album or for a new project that was coming out. Like, is it confidential towards your business, or that's just something you're doing personally?
Well, my team actually stationed in Atlanta, Front End Entertainment. I recently was signed.
Congratulations.
So you feel me? We working.
That's a big deal to be. Are you one of the youngest ones signed?
I wouldn't say so. You know, nowadays they starting early. So
you might be the old one. Like, you know how a model's career at 23 is over.
Type thing like that. You feel me? I plan on having longevity. You feel me though?
Of course. Now, what are some of your slogans?
Yeah. Hi, Turbo. You know,
Where did Turbo come from?
Turbo, my uncle gave me that name. My uncle Fatty. My name originally used to be 112. But he told me that I can't make up my own nickname.
Yeah, they gotta give it to you.
You gotta be giving it. So,
yes, I know that's right.
Yeah, so he.
So
told me to go with Turbo.
So you went. So when you was little, you shitty diapers and all. They talk about get this nigga here. Get Turbo. Change that little boy.
And then they used to call me the little red devil.
Oh no, you still like that? You done calm down?
I'm God child.
Hey, you could still be bad as hell. The devil was part of the crew at one point. You were bad as hell.
I'm already knowing. You feel me? I try to stay on the straight route, though.
That's good. I'm proud of you. Well, I just want you to know to talk your issues behind you all the way. Like I said, me and my husband been friends with your uncle, me just for the last, 10, 15 years, but my husband forever. And like I said, when I first heard about you, he mentioned you. I looked you up, and I've been, I don't know if he told you, but I've been asking for you from the beginning, and about a year and like 4 months ago, you seem to have taken off, and then we couldn't find you. Even your uncle has a hard time getting a hold of you because you're busy.
Out of sight, out of mind.
But it's a blessing. Nah, he always think about you, though.
I'm already knowing.
You said, but hey, so earlier you said he always set you up on some ghetto tips. He be trying to get you out there, though, right?
Type thing, you know. We really in the streets, you know what I mean? We trying to take this bigger than the streets. We trying to take this bigger than the streets.
As you should. This should be worldwide. What are some of the big, have you performed anywhere?
I don't perform everywhere from Atlanta down to Miami, Florida.
Do they these gigs? Do they provide things for you as far as are you getting paid, or are you just getting paid in followers, paid in experience, exposure?
Just as of recently, like you said, this past year I done leveled up. So as of now, you feel me? Prices up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, prices up.
Paid for our shows. Know what I mean, we getting booked left and right. Know what I mean, we rocking them. Know what I mean, we in demand right now. You feel me? So
yeah, high demand. I understand.
But like I say, before I used to get paid, though, I used to sometimes if the opportunity present itself, know what I mean, because money ain't always commission. Sometimes you could get commission in other ways. So just like you said, exposure. So the right opportunity come up, know what I mean? Like before, if a big celebrity, a famous rapper come in town and I got opportunity to open up for him, I'm gonna do that. Regardless if I get paid or not.
Who's been, and I understand, I totally understand, with Talk Your Ish, we've been getting paid for our pods, me and my producer, we've been getting paid for the pod to come out, and it's just getting bigger and bigger, which is exposure, which is what we want, we need, but sometimes it's not always about how much you're getting paid and what's going to happen down there. So, I mean, it's definitely a hard road, and you got to pick and choose. But you can do it. You can do it. But don't ever sell yourself short and know your worth. Don't ever let somebody, friend, not friend, don't ever let them talk you into, you'll feel it in your heart. I know you do. You will feel it in your heart when it's right and when it's not.
Of course. You feel me?
My
mama always told me I'm a $1 million man.
Wow. See? Yeah, you don't. Hey, I'm going to tell you like Talk Your Insta. Don't be no $2 hoe now. I be telling these girls out there, don't be doing nothing for the dub. I want you to pay a house note. Don't pay a car. Don't pay a phone bill. I want you to pay a house note, and that's important. Do you have children out here?
Yes, ma'am. I got a lot of. I got three blessings.
You do?
Yes, ma'am.
That's awesome. Well, see, this
three,
is a
three beautiful little girls.
Oh, you got girls?
Yes,
oh, you're in trouble. If they anything like you, you're in trouble. At least one gonna be a turbo too. Am I right?
Nah, like...
No, I don't know. You know?
A girl can't be no turbo. Yeah, man.
Okay. How old are they? They must be little. They little?
Yeah, they are small. One just started kindergarten.
Oh, I can't wait to talk to you in like 4 years. You'd be like, what the hell? It's going to be a totally different tune when you come out here and talk about girl can't be no turbo. She's going to be T2, I'm telling you. Well, just know that the struggle now is different because you have, it's not just you. You have them to think about. You have, they're going to be women one day. Not just men, they're going to be women. So I am very old school. I do believe in that you need to take care of your babies, and they need a father. So.
Hey, check me out. All right, so you know how we are before, like, we even started the interview, the podcast, we was talking about how, like, the difference. So pretty much, like, it ain't even no camera on me. I'm talking, like, I'm a radio broadcaster.
Yeah,
like,
pretty much. We're
like
a lot
Martin,
of
audience. Like Martin Payne and Martin, you feel me? I'm a radio host. Like,
yes.
Type thing. So, like... Okay.
You want people to hear you. You want them
I'm over here like smiling and like licking my lips like a camera on me or something, like y'all finna see me now.
Well,
I mean,
I do put it up on YouTube. I do put it up on YouTube. I do make clips. I do make promo videos. So that way people know.
Now that I know that, I could just I'm finna
just. You can relax. Just relax.
Right.
Okay.
Right, man,
so now
I'm trying to look fly. I'm trying to on my player made, you know what I mean? Y'all just hearing my voice though, you feel me? So
listen, I'm gonna make this live, I promise. I'm gonna make this live. So what does that mean? Oh, thank you. All right.
Yeah, Unc want that Hennessy,
yeah.
Man.
Not for
about
me.
Unc, that boy, stay on that Hennessy.
He know I said my price is Hennessy. I get paid in drinks today. No, definitely. So, okay, so now that you're more comfortable and you can understand the way the pod goes, this is just like your music. Before you make your video, you want people to hear and feel your words, correct?
Correct.
So now you want people to hear and feel your words, what you're saying, not just in your music. You want to tell them what's going down, and that's what I want from you. I want you to tell everybody what's going down. I want you to start in the beginning and tell me the truth. This is your truth. This is going to be that first podcast, that first talk that's out there that comes out that everybody's going to find once you hit, once you blow, they're going to want to know. So just like the president, they're going to pull up some bullshit that you'll be like, damn, when I did talk, yo, ish. So that's what I want. What do you want the people to know and to feel?
One thing about Turbo... that I want people to know. Know what I mean? I could say, like, I aspire to be like a motivational, uplifting, and inspirational. Know what I mean? You feel me? A role model to the youth. I'm trying to show on. You feel me? The music nowadays, it's a lot of that drill rock. Know what I mean? All that. Shoot them up, bang, bang. Yep. Women calling women out their name, you know what I mean? I'm trying to, like, show the young jits, because I see how the rap game influenced the youth, or just anybody, period, you know what I mean? So I'm just trying to show everybody, like, you ain't got to shoot nobody to be cool, you feel me? You ain't got to try to be cool, you ain't got to... still, like, raw people to be cool. That ain't what's cool. You feel me? What's cool is, like, taking care of your family, getting your money, handling your business. Know what I mean? You can have fun, know what I mean? But business before pleasure at all times, know what I mean? So I'm just trying to show everybody, like, know what I mean? All that violence and what's been going on in the music lately, you feel me? That ain't just everything that's going on out here, man.
I'm proud of you. That's important. I'm proud of you, and your family raised you right. That's important, and you're young. So for you to speak like that is amazing, because that is something that everyone can look forward to. I mean, you got a crew sitting here, and they're listening, and they're watching, and they're learning. And, you know, you setting an example. You're not only pushing the motivation forward, but with those good morals and that good of a heart, that's amazing. You damn sure proved you are a God child right there. I'm proud of you. That wasn't just talk. That was real.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. One thing about it is, like you said, a crew. I don't really have no crew. only hang around family.
Your family.
If you see somebody with me, they family, you know what I mean? These my brothers with me, you know what I mean? If my family with me, over there, my cousin, my uncle, you know what I mean? Free my auntie Jamie, you know what I mean? I'm a family man. Rest in peace, my grandma, you know what I mean?
You got this. You got this in the bag. Now, I listened to your music. What's one of the toughest songs that you had going on?
Define tough.
Which one took you maybe the most to pump out? Not only writing, but actually in the studio, because you want to get it right. I'm sure you're a bit of a perfectionist, so you wanna nail it. You wanna do it. So like, is there one that you're doing, and you're like, no, it's not right. No, let's do it again. And you're just struggling. Is one taking you the most time to do? Something you put your heart into and had to just keep, just wasn't right?
I mean, I got some songs that I really put my heart into that's out now. I feel like all my music recently, or like as of now, moving forward, I put my heart in all my music. And when I make music, it kind of like flow. It just
out.
Flow.
Do you like write? Write it first, and then, well, we're in 2022. You probably put it on your phone. You probably don't pencil and paper, do you?
I'm not gonna lie. Like I didn't used to write at all. Like I said, like I feel like beats be talking to me. Like. They tell me what they want me to say, and then I talk that, and I put it in, like, however I, know what I mean, comprehend, like, understand what they saying, like, know what I mean, the beats really be talking to me for real, so, like, on that tip, but, I recently had got incarcerated, back in 2020, October 2020, and, I had to go back to the basics, basically. I had to,
That was paper and pen, isn't it?
Yeah, I had to go back to the basics. And
did that humble you?
I actually started, like, writing, pad and pen. But I actually like writing it out better.
Yeah.
Like, when you write it out, like, it's like you.
That's your draft, and it's there forever. And, again, I think the youth forgets about that, and they're always on the phone, and they're always, and I'm always pen and paper. I'm a writer, and pen and paper comes first. I cannot do anything on the computer without pen and paper. So I think that's amazing, and I'm sorry that happened to you, but everything happens for a reason, and you're out, and you're bigger, and you're better, and now you're gonna do right. I mean, that's what's gonna happen, right?
Definitely. And like I said, like I don't promote no violence or no negativity. But I'm not even going to sit here and hold you. Like, going through that experience was actually one of the best things that ever happened to me in my life. I got, like, the chance to sit back and, like, really, like...
Yeah, no phones, no people.
See what's really going on out here in my life, because I was out here moving so fast. I mean, my name is Turbo. I mean, my uncle told me, like, you feel me, I can't be turbo all the time, though. Know what I mean, sometimes you got to slow down, so I got to sit back, know what I mean, see what's really going on, because you actually moving so fast, you don't know what's going on. And I learned from my mistakes. I gained a lot of knowledge, and I met a whole bunch of real people, and, you know, like they say, all the real people are either dead in jail, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean, I embrace it.
Yeah.
And I got the time to like sit back and reflect on my life and make great music. I made 50 songs while I was incarcerated.
That's amazing. And how many of those are released so far?
One.
That's great. No, hold them back. I'm telling you. Tell me some of the promotions that are coming up.
Y'all got a lot to look out for.
What is something that we got to look forward to next?
Next. Just be looking forward for bigger and better things.
Tell me where, if somebody wants to book you for a show or they want to find you, tell me all your handles.
I'm on Instagram. Well, I'm on all platforms, all streaming services. Like Turbo Franklin, all platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TikTok. You know what I mean? all that. I mean,
now you're on Talk Yo Ish on all media platforms.
Yeah, you feel me? Now I'm on Turbo Franklin. You feel me? But on Instagram, I'm Turbo G. Turbo G with a zero for the O.
Now, do you answer your DMs, or do you have a booking manager, or does someone have to email you?
Nah, I handle my stuff like that. I get back to people pretty quick.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you got a lot of people in your DMs, so.
Yeah, but, you know, we be on, like, the business talk, know what I mean? You know, that money talk, know what I mean? So, if you ain't talking business, know what I mean?
That's good. Good for you. Well, I want you to keep your head straight. I think you're going to do a good job, and I'm definitely going to do some follow-up interviews. The next time that I can catch you in town, I want to catch you maybe at a club, and I'll get the camera crew out there, and I definitely want. I have a reality show coming out, The Bells of Tampa Bay, with Charles Maddox, the producer. He's the nephew of Bob Marley. So I definitely have some clips that I'd love to come out and will come and support you, and definitely bring Talk Yo Ish out there. I would love to. We also travel to different states. So, I mean, if I could catch you somewhere else, I definitely am. Also, any updates or any promotions or anything you need, I want you to contact your uncle or contact us, and I'll put you on through Zoom. We'll get on there, because if you need me to do something, make a commercial, we definitely going to do that for you. I feel like it's family, and I know you don't know me, but Big Auntie is right here.
That real not, you know, help me help you, help us.
Absolutely.
That's something I live by.
Oh, man. I'm proud of you. I'm going to give you some free-ish. I'm going to have to make it for you, as you see my table over there. Again, I don't invite a lot of people into my home, but I feel really comfortable, and I'm glad that you came tonight, and I'm glad I could. I told you, once I take my pants off, I won't put them back on, but I did. So I'm glad I did, because I'd never like to miss an opportunity ever. I don't. There's no need. No breaks.
Not real, no.
Tell us one more time how we can find you. Your name is Turbo Franklin.
Turbo Franklin. Instagram, Turbo G with a zero for the O.
That's good. I'm proud of you. Again, super proud of you, and I can't wait, because I feel like in the next couple months, it's things go really fast, really, really fast. I know you know that, and then you got slowed down, but the train going to pick back up.
Definitely. It's on slow motion, better than no motion.
I know that's right. Well, I can't wait. I won't keep you long, because I know you got some business to take care of. But next time you're in town, let me know. What's up, big dog? Go ahead. Go ahead, because you're going to do a drop in a minute.
Yeah, they say, put that hair on.
Okay, all right,
hell
go ahead.
No, that's my own.
Okay, put it on.
Single I just released. Know what I mean? All right. I'll play that for y'all.
Yes.
Amen. Go and hop on your Shazam. Know what I mean?
What is a Shazam? I am so old. I don't know what that is. You didn't taught me something. That's the one I was looking at earlier.
Hey, one reason why I feel like I had to do talk my ish for my first podcast, because I talk my ish.
Talk your ish, yet?
Ain't one. Kid ain't dumb.
Go ahead, wrap it up for him. Let him hear a little live. Go ahead, you ready? Come on, do a little live. Don't make me do
real
it.
Real recognized, real and partner, you ain't one. Every day fight with my demons, trust me, you ain't none. Got that work all in my city, I'm the new Frank Crump. Why you flagging like you bought it? I'll take your gun. I'll take your funds. I'll take your lunch. I'll take your crumbs. Crackers lock the nigga down, because I ain't make my bunk. In the county betting niggas when it trades off trunk. Sitting back watching Tampa make a playoff run. I don't fuck with these niggas like I'm Adolph's son. I can't fake the funk. I can't wait to jump. Gotta play them cards right, I'm finna play my trunk. When I get out, man, I swear I'm eating steak well done. All I know is stay solid, I won't never tell none. Hell no, but it's a lot of, I gotta tell y'all, yeah, jail calls, ain't wanna answer none. Hell no,
keep going.
It's a lot of, I gotta tell y'all, they ain't wanna, no more jail calls. Like I fell off. Hell no, before I sell my soul, I sell so. I be selling Joe's, my uncle sell dogs. I got a lot of goals, I work my tail off. I hustle like Nipsey, that's why I'm legendary. Never went under, hunter on commissary. These people really be talking. really in rats. I call on Tom and Jerry. I guess it's time to tell the truth, cause you don't wanna dare me. I got caught up with my, they ain't trying to spare me. And gotta stay from rap, Tyler Perry. Tell y'all, they forgot about me like a. Hell nah. Gotta tell y'all, number jail calls. They forgot about me like I fell off. Hell nah. It's a lot of. I gotta tell y'all, they ain't wanna answer number jail calls. They forgot about me like I fell off. Hell nah. It's a lot of ish I gotta tell y'all. They ain't wanna answer number jail calls. They forgot about me like I fell off.
No, that's right. I'm looking for a Talking
Hell
Wish
nah.
song. I'm going to need some help.
Hell no. Nah,
yay.
Man.
So proud of you.
I'm
this
back.
Is Tokyo Ish.
Better.
And we are here with Turbo Franklin.
And now I'm going to have you do a drop for me.